Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Tons of news over the weekend with the box office. Lilo and Stitch setting records and really surprising to the upside, which doesn't happen at the box office that much these days. And Mission Impossible with a solid outing too. And just, you know, it was basically, I think, the biggest open of the year for Lilo and Stitch outside of the Minecraft movie. So this, I don't know if it leads to more optimism for theater going or not. I mean, obviously the entertainment business is still huge. It's just dispersed over a whole bunch of different places, right, with streaming and whatnot. But we want to talk a little bit about it, maybe get a sneak peek into the rest of the summer, because it really kind of kicks off with Memorial Day weekend. Eric Davis from Fandango joining us here on Brian & Company. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on?
Nothing. I just, you know, I love movies. And, you know, I'm sort of developing this theory, the Lilo and Stitch part, is that people don't go nearly as much. So maybe for the kids, there's a novelty to it that makes them want to go. And I think when there's event-driven stuff, I think that you get this energy like we saw this weekend. But just sort of put this perspective, this weekend in perspective for people, you know, because everyone hears stories about how movie business is so changing and the theater business is weakening. Then we have a weekend like this that breaks records.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and we saw a little bit of the recipe for these weekends. You know, there was 2023, there was Barbenheimer, there was Wicked and Gladiator. And it looks like the recipe is a big movie that skews younger and a big movie that skews a bit older. And they come together for this perfect storm across a holiday weekend. So, I mean, this weekend broke records. Biggest Memorial Day weekend ever at the box office. Both of these films broke records as well individually. And it's a great sign for summer. Analysts are already predicting summer box office to be over $4 billion for only the second time post-COVID. So it means that the theater experience still means a lot to people. It's just a matter of, are the right films playing that draw the real big crowds?
You know, I'm interested by that sort of combo approach. It makes a lot of sense. What was the results relative to expectations? I mean, was this way above what they expected, or this was sort of, they thought this could happen?
I think Lilo and Stitch was a bit above what was expected. But also, you know, we're living in a time where that early 2000s nostalgia means a lot. And we're, you know, we have a Freaky Friday sequel coming out later this summer, also leans into that sort of nostalgia. You know, a lot of kids who were little kids back then in the early 2000s are now growing up. Some of them even have their own kids. And so these were the properties that meant a lot to them. And so that's why they're going out. Similar to first guys like me who were drawn to Star Wars when Star Wars came back. Right, so, right. You know, it's the multi-generational films, I think, that really have the best shot at success.
You know, it makes total sense. We're actually doing a tech segment later, and one of the most popular pins for like passcodes is 1986, like people when people use birth dates, and that would put those that age group like right in the prime of what you just said. We're talking with Eric Davis from Fandango here on Brian and Company. And again, like, you know, obviously you work for Fandango, and I mean I actually use it a lot to get movie tickets. But so I know you have to sort of talk your own book, but were these movies, are they good?
I like both of them, yeah. They are both, I believe, they're both fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. They're both verified hot with the audience, which is like the certified fresh for the audience. So, yeah, I mean, they're both pretty good. Critics and audiences like them. I think Mission Impossible performed as well as Mission Impossible typically does. This one was the biggest opening for the franchise. So, yeah, I think they're both pretty good movies. I enjoyed Lilo and Stitch. I'm a pet owner, and I think pet owners will find a lot of relatable humor there. So, yeah, I think both, you know, I think in order to see success like this, you kind of need movies that critics or audiences or both are liking.
So if I had a 15-year-old son, which movie would he like more?
A 15-year-old son, that's a good one. My 16-year-old daughter went to see Lilo and Stitch. But my son would probably like the action movie more.
Got it.
Mission Impossible movie, yeah.
Eric Davis from Fandango joining us. And my last question is, you know, you talk about setting up for the summer. I know my son is looking forward to the How to Train Your Dragon because he watched the movies and the TV show. What else is, like, should people put on their calendar or pay attention to between now and Labor Day?
Yeah, I absolutely love the How to Train Your Dragon movie. I've already seen that one. It's really great. So highly recommend that one. Also, there's a John Wick spinoff, Ballerina, starring Ana de Armas, that comes out in a couple of weeks, trying to expand the John Wick universe. But July, I'm really looking at July, could be one of the biggest Julys that we've had. There's three big movies, a Jurassic World movie, a new Jurassic movie, a Superman movie starring David Corenswet from the guy who did the Guardians of the Galaxy films, as well as a Fantastic Four movie from Marvel Studios. So those three, I think, are really the big pillars of the summer season. And there's a lot of other stuff, too, a lot of horror as well, some big franchises coming back. And even an R-rated comedy thrown in, The Naked Gun, is coming back, which was one of my favorite comedies growing up with Liam Neeson. So a little bit of everything for everyone coming down the pike this summer.
I can't wait to see Liam Neeson do a comedy turn. I think it's great. And if you saw, I think it was Ted, I don't know if it was Ted or Ted 2. He does that checkout thing. It's so funny. And I think the Superman, I didn't see the trailer, but my wife said there was like a 4-minute trailer during a basketball game or something. And she said it looked great. So my wife can't stand superhero stuff. So I think that's kind of a good harbinger for that franchise. Thanks, Eric. Is there anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Yeah, no, just have a great summer at the movies.
Awesome. We appreciate the chance to check in and get your perspective, especially since you get a sneak peek at all these movies. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks a lot.
Eric Davis from Fandango joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.